And we're live. Welcome to Doghouse Podcast. I'm Kennedy.
I'm Daniel. And we have a guest.
Hi, I'm Creston. I'm the guest today. This is so great. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Pretty good. I'm liking this vibe right now. It's pretty chill.
Yeah.
I like the vibe here.
Okay. That's what our last guest said.
Yeah.
She said it was very warm.
I know.
Okay, skip this small talk bullshit. We've been through the fucking ringer.
Yeah, we've had some trials and some tribulations.
This is not our first take. Let's just say that.
I feel closer to you guys right now because
we
went through stuff.
Intertwined cosmically.
That's how life works.
I love that life works like that.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, okay.
That's right. You have a birthday coming up.
Yeah, December 23rd. Should be pretty
Wow.
fun.
Babe, this burnt through.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Two days before Jesus.
2 days before Jesus.
Yeah, I really love that. Well, no, I don't love that birthday. It kind of pained me as a kid.
Yeah, dude. That's a bummer.
Like a party on my birthday because everyone, it's like Christmas, you know?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I always hated going to birthday parties like on Christmas break. I was like, I'm supposed to have breaks from you people.
Yeah, no, exactly. That shit has got to be.
I was annoying. Such an antisocial kid.
I'm sorry. I forgot to talk.
You forgot to talk.
She was so fixated on the cigarette.
Do you want this? Or can I put this out?
No, you can put that out.
Okay, sorry.
Kennedy always prioritizes her smokes. This is my A's hat, by the way.
This is Daniel's A's hat. I had a Dodgers hat on, but it didn't fit my head right. It wasn't a snapback. It was a fitted cap.
Yeah.
Why do I keep it in my car? Take it away, Krusty.
Would you say?
Why do I keep my Dodgers hat in my car?
What did you say? You said like you wanted other men to be jealous.
Yep.
That they have, like another piece going already.
So, period. Like, it's like when he gets in the car and he's like, "Why is the seat so far back?"
You're a real son of a bitch. You know that?
I'm like, I don't know.
That's actually funny.
No, I'm just kidding. The only person that's in my car are my 11-year-old girls that I look after.
That's got to be a fun... It's a fun job, right?
She is my daughter.
Yeah.
I love her. She's... Yeah, no, I take care of her like she's my own.
You make me want to have a child.
She makes me want to have a chid. I could see myself having a chid, fool. But then, like, she costs so much money. She's so expensive.
Kids are expensive.
The only reason why I have such a good time with her is because her dad pays for anything she wants, you know? But, all right, Creston.
And you love her.
And I love her. Enough about me. Audience is sick of hearing about me.
Okay.
To a person that has never met you, heard of you, seen any of your work, doesn't know what you're about, who is Creston Brown?
Whoa, first name, last name in me. That's crazy.
Do you want me to bleep it out?
Bleep out the last name, so it sounds like you said a slur. That'd be kind of funny.
I love that. God, you just get it.
That's so funny. I would say, what's there to know about me? I don't know. Like, I do movie stuff. I screen short films when I have the time and the money and the energy. And the general hungriness to do something like that, because it is like, it's hard to do events that are like good. It feels like a lot of people do bad events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That are like dog shit. And I don't.
It's really hard to do events.
Without naming names, what would you say was your last worst experience at an event? And you don't have to say what event it was, but what was the atmosphere like that just made you realize, like, I don't want to fucking be here right now?
I think anything that is at, like, one of the venues in LA, like, one of the places.
Like tenants?
Tenants.
You say venue and I say tenants. I'm disgusting.
Yeah, that place sucks. I'm glad they're tearing that thing down, I heard. You guys hear about that?
No.
They're tearing it down.
That's really cool. Yeah. Wait, for what?
I think they're building a hotel or something.
Ooh.
A hotel right there.
Yeah.
Next to the Say Cheese Gourmet store.
A new chateau or something.
Wait, yeah, what store is that?
Say Cheese. It's a gourmet cheese store. Yeah.
Good
real estate for a hotel. Trader Joe's right across the street.
Yeah.
It's right there on that, right next to the highway or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
but right what off. Kind of...
I love hotelier.
What kind
culture.
Of fucking person is staying on Hyperion?
I don't know. A hotel around there could be kind of useful. It's getting
like. Well, they have the Silver Lake Inn and Pool next to Erewhon.
I guess so. But that place is like tiny.
I've gone swimming there. It's nice. Is it good? Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's true.
I guess like you could like, I don't know, like for like hookers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. High end hookers.
But if you're
not high end, I'm talking
K-Town. If you
K-Town.
Are a tourist,
you're going to Silver Lake on vacation.
Yeah. You're not going
what
to
the
Silver
fuck
Lake.
Is that? I guess it's for bi-coastal like people.
Yeah.
You could stay in
Silver
Lake.
That's the only people that would stay there. I mean, who stays at the Sunset Tower Hotel?
Like a lot of different
people. A lot of different people. Yeah. Actually, I was going to say mostly bi-coastal people, but it's probably a lot.
Well, when you're bi-coastal, you're most of them are on an economic budget.
I worked at like a club hotel thing. I'm not going to say where, but it was almost all New Yorkers.
Wait, if you're not going to name names, you better give us some fucking tea.
San Vicente Bungalows.
Okay, well... I wanted the tea.
Yeah. But it was almost all like people from like New York or Europe. It was really no one else.
There is nowhere
else.
It's LA, New York, and Europe.
Sometimes
and
that's like and some rich person from the Napa Valley or Santa Barbara would come.
Yeah, that's weird that people live out there, you know? Yeah. California's huge.
I could never be so wholesome. To live in Napa Valley or Santa Barbara.
That is
for people who have pure intentions.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. Actually.
No hidden agenda there.
No.
Nothing for me there.
just being like normal.
Just living your life. Yeah. And like having like a... I did an interview for this girl's publication and it was like, where do you see yourself like as an elderly person? And I was like, probably somewhere in the mountains with like a statement rug and a fireplace. But like, that's only if like I've already done it all.
Yeah.
You know,
I want to like live a big life and then be some hippie in Joshua Tree.
Not Joshua Tree,
but that kind of.
I guess I'm just not a desert.
Life.
I'm not a desert hoe.
I kind of hope that I don't grow old and I die heroically and tragically.
Yeah.
That'd be such a great legacy to have. Someone, like, I die doing something like, oh my God, like, he saved this thing.
Yeah.
Like, he
I
saved
feel like
this
it could go either way for you.
Fire. What?
I wouldn't mind dying at 38.
I think that all three of us, it could go either way. Maybe not for you. I think that you or I could die young or also grow up to be old legends. You're going to grow to be an old legend. You're not going to die young. Mm-hmm. You just aren't.
I know.
I just know it. You have a long life ahead of you.
102.
104 for me. Sorry, no. Not to one up you, but I got that Jap.
Yeah, you're Japanese.
Death is so interesting because you see so much of it in like life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like thinking about death is kind of like, it's like when you're in the ocean or something and you get kind of scared because you look like, you ever been like in the ocean?
Floating, right? Like yeah. On your back. Floating in the ocean. Like starfish style. Yeah, I do that.
Because it is scary because below you is like, it's really deep.
I always like, think about that and I try not to.
And then you don't think about it and you're having a good time.
You hear the Jaws theme song in the back of your mind.
I know. I'm so paranoid about sharks.
I love sharks. I think they're really cute. I think they're harmless little things, you know? I'd name a shark that has bitten someone that, like, didn't low-key deserve it. Like, surfers are assholes already.
You heard it here first. They were asking for it.
Fuck you.
We shouldn't even have funerals for surfers.
Yeah. Surfers.
We don't. They have paddle outs.
Wait.
Surfing is so fucking, that's like the
gay
dude, I heard someone so say that they won't go to a person who OD's funeral.
Damn.
And what do you say back? You said I'm not gonna go to a surfer's funeral.
Yeah. I don't go to surfers funerals. You swim in the ocean. I'm not going to your funeral. No, I do be swimming in the ocean, but
swimming in the ocean's fine. I think surfing just creates it's like a culture of being like locals only guys or something.
Yeah, they say something really gay. Like,
yeah, talking catch about a wave. Surfing. Oh, I'm just thinking.
I hate that. Dude, you're from Orange County.
I paddled out at like 6 a.m. last Tuesday and caught they're talking about like,
I know
how fucking great surfing is.
It's such a simple life.
Yeah, it really is. I dated one. I was in a relationship with a surfer for 3 years.
I wish I was like a 6'3", 38-year-old like tattooed surfer guy. That'd be so cool.
No,
I'm
you
like
don't.
Ex-addict.
You
I'm
know,
just, like working. I'm
I don't appreciate being out. Lied to. Don't come on my pod and fucking lie to my face. What?
When we would go to the ocean over the summer, you would swim out really far by yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. She's got a death wish, low-key.
Yeah, and you smoke all the time. Like, you just... That's you're just living life on the edge.
That's some shit you hear in a documentary.
I was literally telling Creston in the car. I drove us from Gelson's to here. Just across the street.
Just park there.
I don't want people knowing where I live. Just bleep it out.
Okay, okay.
driving from beep.
I was like, you know, I'm really bad with money. I spend like every day is like going to be the last day of my life. But with me, you never know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd hate to bury you young.
Shut up, man.
I'd be like, I
Can
wish
Can you look
to,
that way? You're the shadows on your beautiful mug.
I wish I.
Speaking of mug, because I need to change the subject. I'll start crying. I'm about to start my period. Okay. Speaking of mug. My friends hate this because I've like made it my personality, but I went to juvie when I was younger.
You
Sorry,
mugged someone?
Daniel. No, I didn't mug someone. It was more like a GTA like drug thing. But I have, I found out via Instagram that you actually can access your juvenile record. You just have to request them. They're not public. Damn. So I'm getting my mug shot from juvie. And I'm going to use it as the cover of my new publication. Pre-order available soon.
Cool. You're gonna get your mugshot from juvie?
Yeah.
What if you that's look cool. at it and you're like, oh, then you're like just immediately you're like, that was a really bad day. Like you're just like instantly.
No, I was thugging, you know.
Can you you should do a series and put it in a gallery.
I know. Not know. Well, okay.
That's the one
I wasn't
that's the
supposed
only
to...
more obnoxious thing than putting your shot on Instagram.
Well, okay. So let me hash this out. I feel people around me growing bored of my story, obviously, because like the community I'm in that we talk about our bottoms a lot. And like, that was like the bottom of my life. I was like on probation, couldn't test clean. So I ended up going to juvie. I was like selling drugs at school. I ended up going to juvie, but like,
what were you selling at school?
Like Adderall and weed and
that's like
pills.
A weed, I guess, but Adderall pills. And pills, that's more serious, but I feel like that's not like, you're like,
yeah,
that's like weird.
No, it was kid shit. I just like, I couldn't test clean while I was on probation. But like, the thing is, I experienced like all of my, like my high school heyday was like spent like locked up.
Oh.
So like I did
How
like
were you there?
My senior year, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's was spent locked up.
Were you in jail?
I was in juvie, and then they transferred me to like a lower security facility that like kids on probation go to.
Oh wow.
Where I got a boyfriend, a girlfriend, and had an inappropriate relationship with a counselor. And it made me who I am today.
Damn. That's polyamory.
Yeah.
I get such like, I remember I had a 72 hour when I was like 12 years old. I had a 72 hour psych, 12.
Yeah.
And that shit, I remember it so vividly.
Is it something you would be comfortable discussing?
I mean, kind of like things about it, sure. Like, I don't want to say why, but like, I would say like, I just remember, you remember the vibe of everything being like an office building that was kind of like decommissioned and turned into that.
Yeah.
That's such a horrible vibe. It's like,
did you go to Del Amo?
It's like the back room. No, I didn't go to Del Amo. I went to
Orange County. You went to?
No. I was in North County. I moved to Orange County when I was like 13.
Yeah.
14.
Oh, you're from North County,
from
San
North
Diego.
County. Yeah, yeah. I went to Aurora. Escondido? Aurora. Oh. In fucking North County. If anyone fucking knows what that shit is.
If you know what that is.
If you've been there, yo,
drop
represent.
A comment. Alumni.
Oceanside.
Bro, let me just point out, Creston brought a Bob Marley lighter to this home.
Listen, I used to...
I used to
smoke a lot of ganja, all right?
It's gonna be all right. You know. I smoked a lot of weed, too. And then, like,
wait,
I,
that is not... Wait, is that Bob Marley?
Don't worry.
About a thing.
I never...
Is that not Bob Marley?
I think that's Bob Marley.
I know it's racist to do a Jamaican accent.
Chet does it.
Chet,
my
Hanks
baby boy.
Does it.
He lives it though.
The
that's
one
the
that got away,
it.
Honestly.
Would you try to go out with Chet Hanks?
He was trying to get at me, low key.
Why didn't you get with him?
Oh, well, then he started dating this like voluptuous black woman that had red hair, and
is
just
that the one that
compete.
He was accused of abusing?
What?
He was accused of abusing a black woman.
Recently?
No, like
no, then
in
it wasn't
2021.
Her. Oh. No, I don't think it was her.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like Chet. I think he's a cool guy.
He's cool.
He's an interesting
He's
I've
super
met
nice.
Him once. He was very friendly. He was very enthusiastic.
He seems very like actually like real like with it. Like
he's been
like
through
it.
It.
Yeah.
He's really been through it.
Well,
but
he has
he's...
famous parents.
Yeah.
He has one of those
that's
specifically
really rough.
Famous parents that like have to put their family on display and pretend like they have everything together.
Yeah.
That's always a red flag.
Yeah.
The Smiths. Look at Will Smith's family.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're interesting.
Malia
people.
Be going to some ratchet functions in LA.
Malia Obama, huh?
Yeah.
I kind of fuck with her. Her vibe seems cool.
I want to be her friend so bad.
Yeah. It'd be cool.
We should get her fucked up.
Yeah. But I've seen her photographed in some not so glamorous places.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like
drugged
out places.
Yeah. I think that.
But allegedly.
The source
that's
was
the
pretty.
Legal.
The source is pretty credible, but
I have a friend
off.
Who had a picture of her and Malia that I don't know what the story is about them not being able to put it out, but Malia had like I think she was like holding a bag of coke or something in the picture or
wow.
some shit. It'd be you could sell to TMZ for like $50,000 or some shit.
Damn.
Like
damn.
You dug that up and you were like down bad.
Damn,
you
bro.
You owed some money. You could probably... Someone has that photo, you know?
Well, that's the
that
thing.
That shit never goes away.
That's the thing about... Yeah.
That's the thing about...
I don't
technology
know.
In this day and age. You can't get away with
tale.
Anything.
That should just could be a tall
I mean,
tale,
it's like, that's what you should be doing at that age.
Yeah.
You should be out with your friends
life.
With bags of drugs. The thing is... People, like, presidential families of, like, the golden ages. Wait, what are the golden ages? That's, like, the 50s, right? 50s,
yeah.
60s?
Yeah, the golden age. I mean, of what, you know? Of, like...
Okay, period. I'm just going to refer to, like, the golden age of the U.S.
The U.S.? Like, yeah, like 50s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah. I think because of the technology, like, you could do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, the technology and also, like, I think New Deal, like, post-World War II, there's a huge, like, economic boom. A lot of people were able to secure, like, jobs and homes for relatively, like, low costs and shit because of the GI Bill. All that stuff,
I
guess. It was, like, the first time that kind of veterans were given benefits towards, like, oh, you can, like, live post-war in a nice way.
Yeah. Well, I remember someone talking about being a celebrity in the 70s, and it sounds like there was just this, like...
Who? Who's talking about being a celebrity
I think
in the
it was 70s? Diablo Cody, and I think this was like 10 years ago.
Oh, I thought it was like an actual. That'd be cool if you heard like. I thought you were in the presence of
no,
like
but it's
Peter
like, could
Fonda.
You imagine? I think she had spoken to someone, but I think this. Could you imagine like pre-tabloid culture, pre, social media?
Well,
like,
I think pre-social media, but tabloid culture, it was just more easily controlled back in the day. Like, I think that papers I was thinking about like Polanski and like that whole thing.
Yeah,
like, you know, they like he took out papers against her as a kid. Like, he said like that she was like sexually promiscuous.
Yeah.
And that she was kind of asking for it. She was like 13 years old.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like, that's pretty crazy. And I think Angelica Houston even said like some pretty fuck shit about that whole thing.
Really?
It's pretty nuts. Yeah, she was like, well, she was there when it happened.
Angelica Houston made some remarks like on, like in favor of Polanski against this. No,
everyone speaks out for Polanski. I think people that speak against Polanski are like
blacklisted.
There are people out there, but like
he
lives
in France.
Yeah, no, he eloped over there, and now he's been...
Where 13 is the age of consent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
they,
no, 15.
They just got an age of consent law.
It's crazy that...
So it used to just be like, oh, pre-puberty, it's illegal, from what I understand.
Yeah, he survived the Holocaust. That's kind of nuts, thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another part about him that's, like, crazy, is he survived the Holocaust. He was in a concentration camp.
That's crazy.
That's
what
nuts.
A life.
What
used to
a
live
fucking
back
life.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Get Sharon Tate, knock up Sharon Tate. She gets murdered.
He's got to be one of the most interesting people.
Yeah.
It real, like real. You ever see the picture of him outside their house?
Yeah.
After that shit happened?
I love that.
It's a crazy picture.
That was
picture.
One of the. Oh, after it happened?
Yeah. He's sitting. Well, what happened is he got home. He was away and then he got home and got told, yo, like. I don't even know if he found out from the papers or something. I think he was on a plane when it was going down.
Damn.
But he got back and like got told, yo, like not only your wife, but your wife's like friends got like murdered, like murdered. Like they got dismembered and their blood was used to draw on the walls. Like, and then he's sitting and he had to like go, that's his house. He went to his house and saw like blood from his pregnant wife who's now just flayed out and dead.
Was the pedophilia before or after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, two important questions. You go first.
I was just making a statement. She got a chili relleno from El Coyote. And that's where we go. And that's where they have a... they have that like little painting of her outside.
They have a little like Banksy-esque print... Inkwell style of Sharon Tate's face.
Banksy sucks so much. It's kind of nuts.
Banksy can get fucked.
That's like such a stupid.
Do we know what he looks like?
I hate how that's
like
a not even a hot
fucker. I don't even know.
No, there's pictures of him out because he got sued, I think, for graffiti.
Oh.
So now there's pictures of him and he looks like a real like, 43, live in Bedfordshire. Love me, mate.
I thought he was like British.
No, that's the thing.
That
was
a British
accent.
That's
British.
Oh,
I live in Bedfordshire. Love me, mate.
Oh, I thought it was
like footy.
Boston.
Like that shit. I don't
know. It started out a little Boston,
but
he recovered.
I wasn't giving it the full effort. You know?
I understand.
But yeah, Banksy. I love pretending. I really want to do a bit with someone where I just like. I don't know how this bit would even go. I want to like pretend David Cho is a really good artist. That'd be really funny. Mm. Just like really be into David Cho. Maybe this next year I could like do a year long. Like David Cho's like, have you listened to him on Joe Rogan? He's so smart. Like just being that kind of guy.
Yeah.
I want to be a Joe Rogan guy. I feel like that's the most freeing, like, you know.
There's a
lot
of them.
Joe Rogan
love,
fans
probably.
Are free.
They're free.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is I think that once you're like, because I used to work a job where
you
have guys like that, and now I don't anymore, and I kind of miss it because you just have guys that are like really like. I worked a job. I was a security guard, video monitoring. So I sat in an office and watched security cameras from a bunch of places across the country and like. Around the world too, like we had some places in like London, and like it was a crazy job, but I would sit with these guys that were like video game dudes, like they were really into, they're like Warzone guys. Mm-hmm. Like they would go home and play Warzone for fucking like hours and hours and hours after work, and they wouldn't do anything else. They'd go fishing sometimes. Like they were like dudes, like normal ass dudes.
No,
really,
they're the most
normal.
People who listen to Joe Rogan are the most normal people.
But wait,
like,
who are these people that you're talking about?
I'm just talking about these kind of guys because they're like, Daniel and I are kind of about to describe, we're about to like approximate the guy that we're talking about.
24 hour fitness.
Yeah.
Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
Gold's Gym.
24 hour fitness is like that guy, but he is a manager somewhere. Like he's able to afford 24 hour. 24 hours, like, I think next step after 24 hour has got to be like, fucking what's the gym that everyone goes to Equinox. Yeah, I think that Equinox is, I think price wise, it's like a step above 24 because Equinox are like 70 or 80 a month or something that.
It's like $260
a month.
Yeah,
dude, who the fuck would pay for that? You pay for that?
Yeah.
Dude, go to 24 Hour Fitness. It's the same thing.
You banned? I'm germophobic.
Oh, no. It's 24 hours is like actually great.
I have gone to every gym franchise you can imagine, including Equinox. 24 Hour Fitness under $100, as far as gyms under $100, is the cleanest gym you will go to.
It
doesn't even have that gym smell.
The Burbank one is nuts. That one has like the basketball court on the parking garage roof. It looks so sick.
We live in LA, so we can't go to 24 Hour Fitness because it's filled with guys cruising.
Don't go there. Go to the ones in the, like, here's the thing. You think that everything's dirty because you're going to things in Los Angeles. If you go to anything in Glendale or Burbank,
everything's
so just clean as fuck. That's like the ultimate thing.
I think I need to let everyone know I'm moving to Berkeley in February and I'm transferring my Equinox membership to Equinox Berkeley.
Oh my God. Do they have a Berkeley location?
It's really close to campus. Yeah.
Is that what like professors are going to call their office hours? Is like, meet me at Equinox? Is that what they're going to say?
Meet me at Equinox is going to be my movie about how fuck Banksy.
Yeah.
Is that
meet
that's
me at Equinox.
They should do like a sequel to that Meet Me in the Bathroom movie, but it's just Meet Me at Equinox and it's just like all these dudes now.
Wait. I was combining Meet Me in the Bathroom and Exit in the Gift Shop.
Yeah, Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Exit Through the Gift Shop.
We need to do
that. So that joke actually didn't make any sense, but thank you. You brought it back to home.
We should Exit Through the Gift Shop someone. That'd be funny.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah,
like,
what does that mean?
Weaponize,
I'm so lost.
Weaponize all of your clout connections and whatever and just like pretend that a person is really talented and then film that person getting famous through you making them famous. Like, that's what
Exit
the Gift
Shop is. Can
you guys
do that to me?
Yeah.
Like, no. It can't be you. I had an idea to do this with like a 19-year-old Persian kid outside of a Supreme store, just like talking to him going like, I'm going to introduce you to all these people. You could be this generation's Virgil, like for real.
Yeah, but
like,
can we just gaslight him into getting, like, can we get like an OnlyFans girl and stuff?
Oh, that'd be so good. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Like a girl that is like a call her daddy, like listener. Like
cat ears.
To be. Yeah.
Joe Rogan guys have call her daddy listener
girlfriends.
Call her daddy girlfriends. Yeah. Dude.
Damn.
Oh,
I was going to say,
I wish I could live that life.
I was going to say Joe Rogan guy listeners have Goop girlfriends, but that's not true.
That's being generous.
Yeah, that's being really generous.
I'm a Goop girlfriend. I'm a Goop ex-girlfriend.
Have you been to the store in Brentwood?
I'm
Country
a Goop Mart? Failed talking stage.
Yeah. I used to read the Goop newsletter in high school.
I had the Goop catalog come to an office I was working at, and I was just reading through Goop, and it's beautiful. I love the layout. Like, it's a great looking, like, it's kind of like Pottery Barn esque. It's so nice looking.
What's your favorite magazine?
That's an interesting question, because I don't read them anymore. I don't have like. I mean, shouts out Ash for Sex Mag rules.
That's
I love Sex
I
Mag.
Knew,
you know,
I knew it. I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, Sex Mag's great.
I'm just like I'm trying to gauge if magazines are a dying.
Yeah.
Breed.
I think they are. Mine's Thrasher.
But I think that it's.
Well, the guy
mine
died.
Is, mine
it's
is Big
even,
Brother Mag.
Oh wait, we're talking about favorite mags. I thought you were talking about Thrasher. The guy that did Thrasher, I thought he like died.
Oh,
and they
did
like
he?
Sold the company or something. Oh. It's different now.
I mean, news
what?
To me. I never read Thrasher. I'm not going to say
no. I know. Like I we
I
know,
were,
Daniel.
I like Lucky Magazine. That was more up my alley.
I don't know.
Us Weekly.
Lucky Magazine was like a makeup magazine that dismembered in 2009.
I liked 17 Mag when it was growing up because it was like, what's your type? And then you would like follow the little. No, but Sex Magazine's gorgeous.
You should, as soon as you get your degree from Berkeley.
Do you remember? Like,
as soon as you get your degree from Berkeley, you should become a writer for Teen Vogue. That'd be the funniest art for you. Holy fuck.
You could be on your Lauren Conrad show.
I was going to say.
Be so fucking funny. You're like, you're writing woke pieces for Teen Vogue. You're like one of those people. Oh,
do they make woke pieces now?
You don't know about that?
Fuck, no.
Oh my God. That's their new thing. They're like, Did you know that misgendering your teacher in class is actually like verbal assault and harassment, and you should reconsider before you call your substitute teacher?
That's so cool.
It's like that shit. It's crazy. They're like, explaining climate change to your parents can be very tough.
Why is this in Teen Vogue?
Because that's like who re. Here's the thing. I feel like all of the, it's like the YA shit. You know, like
what's
people,
YA?
Young adult.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. The young adult novel section is bleak.
Yeah.
It's dark. I was helping my kid, pick out a book for her reading log. I was like,
dude,
yeah.
I can't wait for Kennedy. You're gonna be such a hypocrite. I bet you're gonna write a transgressive YA fiction novel.
You know, that would be really funny.
I bet you're gonna do that. You're gonna be like, it's gonna be called like
And it would be easy.
Yeah.
It's easy to say what people want you to say. It's easy to say the easy things. But actually, no. What am I saying? It's really hard to not say the most controversial thing.
Is that a
for
quote
me.
From the novel?
Yeah. I feel like you and
this
I could
this is just
do
me
that.
Losing my mind right
that's,
now.
That's like sounds like something a transgressive YA author would write their main character saying. Because it's
oh my
like
God,
John
am I
Green,
just a
but
YA
it's Bret Easton Ellis.
Yeah. To you? I read all of John Green.
I read all that shit too.
You.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny. I never touched that.
I met John Green when I was younger.
That's like The Fault in Your Stars, right?
Yeah, Fault in Our Stars.
My friend from home, her stepdad is.
I was a true romantic from a very young age. So
I knew a girl from home whose stepdad was Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah, whoa. Nicholas Sparks is fucking goated.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get.
He's from Sacramento.
I'm trying to get a gang together to watch The Notebook with me because. What did you just do? What did you just do? Did you do this?
I've seen it a lot.
Okay.
I've seen it a lot.
Anyways, I was saying I wanted to get a group together to watch The Notebook because you never really know your homies until you've cried with them.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. We've cried together, I'm sure.
I'm sure. No, not at the same time.
It's one or the other.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
I remember I
probably
cried when you were leaving to Berkeley, and I cried to you on FaceTime while I was driving down Santa Monica.
And I cried on campus of Berkeley.
Oh.
I have already had an emotional breakdown on that campus.
Yeah.
The transgressive piece called The Throat Book, and it's about like the reality of being a woman that's abandoned by a man. That'd
Wait,
be like a good idea for a book.
You're hitting a little close to home right now. I had a really good name for a novel. And wait, what did you just say?
The Throat Book. I should be like Peter Arnell.
Oh,
that should be my future. I'm getting so obsessed with Peter. You know Peter Arnell?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't he the best? I love Peter Arnell.
What did he? I know.
The Pepsi Doc, dude.
Yes, yes.
I've been reading that shit. I've been reading the Pepsi Doc and like really getting into it.
The guy who wrote the book Shoplifting in American Apparel?
Oh, that's fucking Taolin. Yeah.
I'm going to go through this episode and in the description, write every single name that comes up.
Yeah.
And then make them each a hyperlink to their Wikipedia page so that everyone can follow along. Because I don't want anyone to feel as lost as I feel right now.
Oh, dude, Taolin's definitely a red link. No, he's probably. He's blue. He's blue. You think Taolin's blue or red
on
Wikipedia?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Okay,
I haven't read Taolin, but
feels
I've been
like he's,
having people telling me to.
He's like the guy, though. Like, he's an author.
He's supposed
to be
a really funny writer.
Have you not read his shit?
No.
Taipei's good. I like Taipei.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taipei's
What's
great.
What's the novel he came out with 2 years ago that was really big? Everyone was telling me to read it.
I forget the name, but I remember
I'm
that,
so
too.
Mad that you have this Brandy sweatshirt in the shot.
Oh.
It's well, like,
You should have thought of that last time I offered to give it to you.
I was telling you we should like tell stories or something. This is like a good story. You should
okay.
do stories.
What? Tell us something that no one knows.
Leave society.
Tell
Leave
us
society.
Something
yeah, that
no
was,
one knows about you.
Tell us something no one knows about me.
And I'm going to put on my Chrome Hearts
God.
Bracelet.
I need to like think
off.
Of a good thing. I should have spent some time thinking about shit I could talk about. I feel like I'm so fucking
bored.
I'm going to start
telling our podcast to like start mentally preparing because I've done a lot of like, oh, like just show up as yourself and it'll be perfect because Daniel and I will carry But
Daniel's so steady. You know, it feels like Kennedy, you and I are like stimming low key. I don't know if you've been noticing, but I've been like fucking with my hand on camera the whole time.
We're
like my
retarded.
Boot. Yeah. Like, I'm like,
you think I'm steady?
Yeah. You're like not moving. You're like professional.
I am the most fidgety.
You're not even.
I am known for smacking my gum. This is ridiculous.
You're gumless right now and you're doing great.
Yeah, I am. No, I'm the most ADHD person.
It's a good story.
I have to, every time I go see a movie in
look
theaters,
at what is happening right now.
I have to, that's like, great. I have to stand up at some point.
Okay, it's on, babe. Thank you.
Stand up and clap?
No, just stand up or walk out or like go to the bathroom. Sometimes I don't even go to the bathroom. Sometimes I just do a lap.
I feel like I've been using the bathroom as a meditation. Empty bathroom, great meditation space.
Yeah, it really is.
Isn't it the best when you're in a bathroom completely empty and you're like,
you just get it.
It's like a room that's for you.
I'm really not a meditator.
Holy fuck. Like, I can just chill.
I'm more of an oh yeah than an person. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want your story. Don't change
my
the
tales.
Subject.
Yeah,
my God, what's a good tale to tell?
Did you go to film school?
I didn't go to film school. I didn't. I had to learn. Well, there's a film school that my high school did that was really interesting. It was like this thing called Film Ed. It's this extracurricular thing, and they would teach you all this shit. But then they'd have a film festival competition between all the other high schools in the district.
Yeah,
and it was the most emotionally like tumultuous you could be as a teenager.
Yeah,
is like getting rejected from a film festival.
Yeah,
for all of the other, it was so fucking like,
also like
kids were crying around, it was fucked. Like, yeah, it was so, but it
had
was important.
Any kid
too
at that film festival lost their virginity?
No.
Okay,
all of us had probably never, like,
okay, I have a story.
Never had sex. Yeah.
That's the most emotionally tumultuous time of your teen years, was getting rejected from a film.
Yeah,
festival.
I know, that's so wholesome.
It's crazy.
One
mine
time,
was finding out anal sex was a sin.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mine was.
You found out after you had anal sex?
I mean, I knew it was a sin. I knew it was a sin, but I went to a Catholic high school, and it was around Lent, and we were going to confession.
It's so funny. You thought you were like in the clear, and then it's just like,
and I was like, I'm really overwhelmed by this. I don't know what it's like. Like, I don't know if this is like right with God, you know.
Yeah.
I was raised Catholic. Like,
are you
really
still
Catholic.
Religious? Are you still religious?
No. I go to church on Christmas and Easter for my family, and it's like, for me, it's such a cultural thing because it's like the value system I was raised up in, and everything.
I saw you had crosses on your wall.
Yeah, those are just Talavera.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those are really pretty. I like those.
We do live by spiritual principles. We are God
that's
girls.
That's AA, right? That is like spiritual. That's kind of beautiful. I like that. I feel like people do need that in their lives. I think everyone needs that.
Yeah.
I surrender to God before like every activity I do. Set aside what I think I know about podcasting so I may have a new experience.
You should start blessing meals. That'd be so funny if you start.
Holy shit. So I know it. Mess. Don't I know it? We were sitting at Erewhon one day and I was like, what if I just got everyone to pray with me right now?
You should do it. Really, do you guys bless meals after you go to meetings?
No,
like,
I am not going to do that. That will hike my religious trauma more than anything else.
Yeah, I was going to say, we used to say grace at my table.
Yeah.
We went to Christian church and like...
I still have a hard time praying without saying the sign of the cross.
Oh.
But that's a different story. I had this surreptitious relationship when I was about a sophomore in high school. And I went to a priest and I was having... Because I was just like so overwhelmed and it had been happening for a while. And I was like, is this right? Is this not? But I also grew up in very like, for the most part, I mean, compared to most of the country, very liberal like enclaves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, asked this priest and he was like, you know, sodomy is like a grave sin. And I was like, okay.
Damn.
Well, when they use the S word, it makes it sound so much worse.
Yeah.
Sodomy. It is pretty crazy.
So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna stop doing it. And so I told my boyfriend at the time, or this guy, he wasn't my boyfriend, but he was my first love. Mm-hmm. I was like, you have to stay with me because I chose you over God.
Oh, I'm going to start using that line.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's, so if you're listening, you know who you are.
I chose you over God.
I chose you over God.
You know who you are.
How old were you?
I was 15 or 16. That's really... I was 16. I was a junior.
That kind of cuts like... That's... I don't know. It isn't even like diagnosable with like... that's such a horoscope thing. That just feels so human to talk like that with someone, because that isn't even about that person. That's just about you as a person. You know,
have loved,
it goes beyond that.
You
it's
would
very,
have loved
very beautiful. It's crazy.
John Green's novels.
Really?
Yeah, you would.
Even now?
No.
No.
His shit's so cringe now.
No.
I don't like Shailene Woodley.
I see that name everywhere, but I've never read.
And I don't like movies about people with cancer.
Bitch, you can't. Do you know anyone with cancer?
No.
Hmm. So it makes it easy for you to say, doesn't it?
No, I just, no, it's not about cancer. It's just, I would never fall in love with someone.
With cancer?
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No.
You have
no idea.
What
if you were in love and someone got cancer?
You know what? You know what's going to happen now?
You know who had cancer.
Period.
I would try and let him hit before.
Period. Yeah.
Who?
You know what? No, just this.
You can't name names. It's too crazy.
It would be.
It's too juicy.
Crazy.
It's too juicy.
Is
for
it?
The
is
public.
It like? Is it someone closeted?
No.
No.
Oh,
but what's the word? The fixation is closeted.
Yeah, the fixation. My love for this person. Love is a strong word.
Wait, closeted. Wait. Is it a lady or something?
My intrigue for this person is very DL.
Whoa. Okay. That's
fascinating. Wait, I wish I could be like that. Actually, I've been moving a lot quieter.
She has.
Been moving
She's
a lot
better.
Quieter.
What I yeah. she you're not gay. You like you always tell me I move quietly with my sex life.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm just like...
But I think that's a guy thing and a gay thing.
Kristen... I called you Kristen.
Don't call me
Christina?
Call me that shit.
Crestside Clan?
Yeah, just
Crestside Clan.
Say my name, please, you know?
Crestside Clan?
Put some respect in my fucking name.
I love saying that.
I ain't playing.
I love saying that. It's usually to a man that I'm seeing. Okay, that which plays into what I was going to say. Earlier, Creston hit the nail on the head. That's the expression, right?
Yeah.
What would the inverse be? You miss the fucking nail? Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
He really hammered that bitch in when he said, that's a very masculine approach to how I was describing my dating approach, which is basically like, if I see it and I want it, I go and get it. And he was like, that's very masculine. And I was like...
Now, so I was talking more about Daniel a little bit because it's more masculine because being like in a phase in your life where you want to pursue something, but you're like afraid of yourself and the future of that. That's masculine, I think, because you just that's so self-critical and like really like guilty.
You don't think that that's a... I feel like both genders share that.
Mm.
I think hurt people... Or like not hurt. I think hurt women.
Hurt people
for sure.
Are their own gender.
Hurt people are their own gender. Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
shit! That's the name of this episode.
Yeah.
Hurt
people are their own gender. Yeah.
It's really.
Fuck, yeah.
We found out the third gender.
Fuck yeah, bro.
That's not on the binary. It's
fuck.
Not people with bad haircuts.
Fuck.
It's us.
Fuck. Okay.
That's crazy.
But no, I
That's crazy.
I think I just, it's like when people are lacking that part of their brain that keeps them from biting their own fucking finger off. I'm like so deeply traumatized in like the love and relationship facet of my life. But like, I like someone, I'm just like, fuck everything that I've learned and like I throw away like all knowledge of myself and like my patterns and my history. And I just like zero in on this person. I'm like, you're mine.
Do you use any apps? You don't use apps, do
no.
you?
No.
Exactly. I think apps take that away. Apps, that's why you don't use them. Because you look at someone on an app and you're like, I don't feel like talking to this person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're that, like, that's true.
I'm bored by this.
Kennedy and I were just talking about last night. I was like, I don't want to go after this person because I don't want to be hurt. And she was like, I've never had that thought before pursuing someone.
No, it was more than that. I was like, what? What? Wait, say that again. Huh. I've never ever had that thought process. I have never been like, wait, pause. This could be putting you and your sanity at risk.
Yeah.
Wait, pause. You just had your heart trampled on. Maybe you should take a break. It's like, oh, I'm going to fuck.
No, she wants that. She's stigmatized very easily.
I don't use apps because I'm very chemistry driven. Mm-hmm. And I can't get that from an app. And I'm like, I'm bored immediately. You know?
The same way.
I have to be like literally intoxicated by the person. That's
Everyone
who I choose.
Everyone significant in my life has come from meeting them in the real world.
Yeah.
I noticed that too. Like everyone, because I was, how I initially met a lot of people is through like Instagram and like social media shit and going to things.
Instagram's honestly a better way of meeting someone than like, I don't know.
Grindr.
Yeah, Grindr. Yeah. Like Hinge.
Grindr feels like the most utilitarian dating. It is. Because it is like you go on there and it's not even like, have you dated someone from, do people date each other from Grindr?
I've had flings from Grindr.
Flings from Grindr. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I still have someone in my life who I met on Hinge like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Who's still a reoccurring player. But it's not dating, you know,
just like friendship.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's just friendship.
Are you hooking up with them? Or
sometimes we're friends.
You're speaking with this like removed tone. Yeah. Let's just say we're friends. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
anyway,
tell me what the fuck you're saying.
More like her.
He's like, we're just like homies that fuck. And I'm like, I might be in love with you, but yeah, I'm not in love with him. But because he said, oh, we're just homies, I'm like, wait a second. What if I wanted more? But I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a fucking weirdo. You know what I mean?
I do. But I need, basically, I need to be more like her when it comes to pursuing
someone. I need to
be
more like him.
Yeah.
Why do you need to be more like her?
Because I'm perfect.
Because Kennedy just like
because he's talking about the ballsiness
about
the biting off my own finger.
Kennedy's got the gall.
I got the biggest dick. She's in the city.
Kennedy's got the gall of like a. She just goes after it, like even career things. Like I am like at this place where it's like. There's been so many things the last few years that have just like, I felt like have been a roadblock, like the pandemic, the strike, like all this bullshit. And it's like, I'm finally at a place where I'm like jumping off and it's like, I feel frozen a little bit.
Do you ever think that like women turn into their fathers and men turn into their mothers?
Holy why you gotta,
I feel like a lot of women that I know,
I'll drink to that.
Like they kind of behave not a lot, but like I can think of a few select examples of women that I know that like are like teenage boys.
Yeah. Daddy was a winner.
Yeah.
Bad with money.
Yeah.
Straight gangsta.
Yeah. Women that got a DUI.
Drove a Cadillac. Yeah. Had a stripper second wife with her stripper name was Trixie.
Wow, you are your dad.
And his license plate on his Cadillac was Trixie.
Damn, she owned his ass. Yeah, that's crazy.
With that fucking dad. With the Rolex and the wood on the dash.
Damn, she was writing that shit.
Yeah,
she was must have been hitting that hard.
And my mom
slamming on it.
My mom's just really gorgeous.
Her mom's the hottest 64-year-old woman I've ever seen.
My mom is
the most bangable 64-year-old.
It's literally insane that she is her age, but. It's probably from a lack of smiling because she is a bitch.
Damn, that sucks.
She's not. She is to me. She's nice and
I come from
in her walk of life.
I come from a family of like people that are like bitches, you know? Like
I come from a family of bitches. Yeah. I come from a family of bitches.
It's hurtful.
It's okay. It's all right because you know why? Because we're like little phoenixes just rising from the ashes, making brilliant, original creations the world is hungering for.
It makes you like covet the people that are really close to you and that you like are really, that you love and like that treat you the way that you know, you deserve chosen to be family. Treated, you know?
Yeah,
your chosen family.
I'm spending Christmas with Daniel's family.
Oh, I was so worried about you because you were kind of talking about that.
I talked to you after Thanksgiving. You're like, "What'd you do?" And I was like, "I did fucking nothing."
Yeah, that shit like
depressed
me.
I ate the Reuben from Cantor's that fucked up my stomach for 4 days.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
That shit, like,
I know, but you know,
I got like sad.
That was.
No one should spend that holiday alone.
I set myself up for
I'm
that.
Not a Thanksgiving person.
I set myself up for that because I like knew that I wasn't spending it with my family, but I like didn't make other plans. Like I was like in a way like pouting, like, meh, like I don't get to spend it with my family, so I'm just gonna do fucking nothing. When it's like, I have so many people in this city that I could have spent Thanksgiving with.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, just being a brat.
Thanksgiving is my bulimic worst nightmare. My former bulimic worst nightmare.
You just because gotta...
Because it's tons of food that I don't even like the taste of that I have to eat.
I love Thanksgiving food.
You just gotta... You gotta just
I like
do...
sweet potatoes with marshmallows. That's the one I like.
That's the one you like?
Sweet potato pie.
And my sister this year put cinnamon on it and it hit pretty hard.
Ooh, yeah. Cinnamon sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
Oh my God. We had sweet potato pie, baked sweet potato pie. Holy fuck. That shit'll, it's the best.
Yeah.
Simply the best.
You know.
I like pecan pie. I love pecan pie.
I think I was overexposed to sweet potatoes. When I was traveling in Japan, I was vegan.
Boiled sweet potatoes or did they bake them?
I think. In Japan, they baked them.
That's
they
the
literally
way to do it.
Sell
yeah.
them. They literally sell them in foil.
Yeah, wow. That's then you're having good sweet potatoes. Yeah. Damn, that's I thought you were gonna boil
them. I ate them breakfast, lunch, and dinner when I was in Japan because I was gluten free and vegan. So I was like, I was off the yams, highballs, and Xanax.
Sweet potato fries from Trader Joe's is like.
I just
one of
got
the most incredible
the,
culinary experience.
Sweet
I've
potatoes
ever had.
Are incredible. You ever have sweet potato enchiladas?
No,
what?
It's the best shit.
I did some really. Like, yeah, I was like way. Food, I was yeah. way sweet overdoing enjoys. Sweet potatoes when I was vegan, and like
Kennedy, you've lived so many lives.
Yeah,
you can either go to juvie or you can be a vegan, but you can't be both.
What was juvie like? Tell me a juvie story.
Okay, we threaded our eyebrows with the threads from our socks.
Oh my god.
I wore a really stretched out, like, it was a bra, but it was like a wife beater sports bra that was stretched out to like XXL, like it like wasn't doing anything. I'm really like germophobic and like traumatized from like shared wet spaces because of how gross the showers were. That's like a, it left that lifelong mark on me. I really can't do shared spaces.
I don't go to the gym bathrooms ever.
Well,
the
Equinox
gym bathroom,
has a nice one.
What am I looking
one.
To hook up?
Yeah.
The gym bathroom?
You never
I hate
know.
Locker room.
No,
you
no,
never
no.
know. I was FaceTiming Daniel in the Equinox locker room and the cleaner was like, "You can't have video in here." And I was like, "He's gay."
And then it's just like a hang up. And I was like, okay. I always thought prison would do me well.
Bro, I think it's so bizarre how women just get butt-ass naked and then do their whole beauty routine in the locker room.
That's like, go home. Men do that too. Yeah. Old men do
that.
Yeah, they put on like whole suits for work.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I remember as a kid seeing an old man like dick out, like put on his shit. Like he put on like a polo and it was weird.
Damn.
That's like, frightening.
No, they're doing their whole skincare routine and they're like butt naked, like sitting on their top. Like, I just don't like it.
Men that were born in like 1930, I feel like in the 60s, if you're like a Don Draper-esque like kind of guy, you were either like gay or a pedophile. Like those were the two options.
Yeah.
Like
there was
you either
so
were
much
dating
more freedom back then.
You were like fucking a 15-year-old.
Yeah,
or
let's
like,
go back to the 50s.
Yeah. Having the craziest gay sex.
Where I get caught in a bathroom with another guy and then I get a lobotomy.
Yeah.
I would have been the first lobotomized woman back in the day.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I would have been lobotomized so
Kennedy
quick.
And I you are the result of modernity.
What does that mean?
Like we are modern people. Like we could not have existed
I
in
add
any
a
other
syllable,
time period.
I add a syllable to modern I say moderninity.
Moderninity?
That modernity? Sounded like the way I feel like I've said that.
That's one how too. I pronounce it in my head, moderninity.
I always thought prison would do me well. Can the sex you... sounds great.
I think that you coming. Would. Well, gay. I've heard this recently. Gay dudes in prison are like. There are gay guys in prison. There's not. It's not like.
No shit.
But it's not like. Oh man, I only fuck dudes. And it's like no. There's like openly gay people in prison.
Yeah, that for went sure.
In gay and are no, still
yeah.
gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like.
But there are people who are gay for the stay, and that's okay. Another juvie story.
I think being gay. I think being gay makes me above the law.
I think a lot of things make me above the law. I can't pinpoint quite what
Kennedy
they are.
Will just park in a red space.
I can't do that anymore because of the bends. But
you got
when
a bunch
I was
of parking tickets too. I remember that shit.
$3,000 if you.
Oh my god.
Are if you're open if you're open to being emotionally manipulated and you want your first task as a pay pig. I need my parking tickets paid because if there's a warrant out for my arrest, I don't know where I'm going to run to because LA is the only place that matters to me.
Where? So yeah, you didn't get them. They aren't paid yet. You didn't like settle. Sometimes they let you settle.
I paid $700 to get my registration and like I had the rest of them on a payment plan and I just keep forgetting to send in a check. Like I could send like $100 in a month, but like every time you forget to send your check for that month, you have to re-request the payment plan and you have to list every single one of the tickets. And it's just like, it's where I live. I live really close to like the Hollywood, like Walk of Fame.
You can't.
Yeah. Gotta get out of that neighborhood.
I know. You know, I've
go
actually
go to Studio
really,
City.
I've really actually come to love it. I do like
your pocket is nice. She doesn't live.
It's like at the base of. It's like half Yucca Corridor, half Franklin Village, and then like
with roommates or solo.
Solo.
Wow. Okay.
So it's worth it. Like for me, it just doesn't come with a parking space, and. Yeah, when I was rocking with the Prius, I was like,
anywhere.
Anywhere was fair game. But now it's like, Yeah, now I like really care about my car. And so I'm like, I'll circle the block until I find a fucking legal parking spot, which I think is like a God shot, is mm-hmm. what we call it in Le Program of Alcoholics Anonymous, where it's like, that's what needed to happen. It's like, what is it going to take for you to stop parking in the red? I'm like, a Mercedes Benz, and he's like, granted, you know. Anyways,
gotta take care of your car.
You know? I'm above the law sometimes. I try not to be, but it's just how I'm geared naturally.
I think my strategy is if you think that you're gonna get a ticket when you park somewhere where you think you're gonna get a ticket, if you're thinking about it, you don't get a ticket. It's worked for me like every time.
I just go when out I don't to think about car, it. I get a ticket. I go out to my car now. And my heart is in my chest every time because I'm like, there's either a ticket, my window's broken in, like my car is like crap. Cause all three of those. My car has gotten towed. It's gotten broken into. It's gotten completely totaled. Tickets to three, like everything
Prius?
On this street. Yeah.
Priuses get like, I think that there's car bias with people. I think that
Priuses get fucked with.
Yeah.
I had a Ford Edge and it was like metal. Like it was not colored. It was like a metal car and it was silver. I guess it's every car's paint. What the fuck am I talking about? But like, got broken into a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that literally like tweakers think that if it's I think that shiny things, it's like, I got to break into that. Like,
ooh.
Think about that. Maybe. I think that is just misunderstanding maybe tweaker brain, but I feel like that, if you have something shiny or if you park a shiny thing, they'll just think that, oh, there's got to be something valuable in there. Also, good you have a car instead of an SUV or a Prius too. Because
yeah.
Like,
why
you can
do you
put
say
shit
that?
In your trunk now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just yes.
Put everything in your trunk.
Yes.
Never leave any bags or anything
oh,
out.
Oh, that's
put
what
it in
I've been
trunk.
Doing with the Benz because I like the interior so much that I'm like, I want it naked, nothing in my car.
Same here. No, I love doing that shit. Putting nothing in your car, it's the best.
It's sleek. Like, I do like the, it just looks cleaner.
I know. I adopted that very, very recently.
Yeah. Like, we're growing up.
Yeah. I got my car washed in Sacramento. That's why I had all the trash in those bags.
Oh, okay. You didn't need to explain it to me.
No.
I understood.
Okay, look at the way I'm sitting. I'm like noticing this. This is the
It's how, a number four.
It's how I'm the most comfortable sitting.
He's doing it too.
I know.
I'm different. I'm different. He's leaning forward. I'm leaning
I'm
back.
Different. I'm yeah. different. You know he well, went to Harvard?
Who?
2 Chainz.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good for him.
We've reached an hour now.
Are we gonna keep recording or we no?
I usually cap it at an hour, unless you really have a burning desire to say something.
An hour feels like, this feels like it's been 20 minutes. This feels like nothing. It feels like we've said a lot, but it's just like...
Yeah, you're going to come on again.
This You'll is be great, a recurring guest.
Yeah.
This you is know, what I really want to have you and Ivy on.
Oh my God, I miss her so much.
I need more I of that girl in my life. So she is so fucking hilarious. She just like gets it.
I want to fly her out. I think I might like
she
fly
moved
her
to
out.
New York. That's what
she
happened.
She moved to New York.
I didn't even see her that much when she was in LA. But
I just want to see her.
Was a victim of circumstance.
She's like 19.
Yeah.
Dude, I miss her. I miss hanging out with her. Going out with Ivy is the most fun shit ever. She's
Damn,
so off the
you're
wall.
You're selling.
I love
it.
Her. I love that woman. Right, we got to finish our show. I'll talk about that in the next episode when we've finished our show. But
well,
yeah.
I need you to do some lifting because we have to. If she doesn't come out here, I'm gonna have to do it remotely. And I told her I was like, I will order a microphone to your house.
I'll just you could just fly her out here. I think it's the same price for
no,
shipping.
It's not
a little like.
No. I was gonna like literally like go on Amazon, buy a microphone, and put her address in.
Buy an XLR. Yeah. Buy a fucking thing. It's 300 something bucks to fly her out.
Okay, we'll just get her on the doghouse
she's
private
be,
jet.
She's
ASAP.
Gonna be flying Spirit Airlines.
Fuck it.
Oh, don't even
From
get me
Fairfield,
fucking
you can get
started.
A, you can get, a, you get a Delta. Started. You can sometimes get. You can get weekday to weekday. Round trip, you could totally swing a Delta for like $400, New York
really?
To LA. Totally.
Yeah.
Easily. Fly out Thursday, following Thursday return, or Tuesday or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
After the recent couple of incidents on airplanes, I wouldn't wish economy airfare on my worst enemy. People need to get it together.
I enjoy
Your
flying.
Life is a series of incidents.
Yeah.
It Negative really ones. Is.
Yeah, a throat book. Yeah, the throat
Bro,
book.
Bro, what is the fucking title of the book that I was thinking of? Because whenever you say throat book, it reminds me of my book title idea. Cliffhanger.
Throat baby.
Cliffhanger and the book hasn't
throat
even
baby.
Been written
Well, Kennedy,
yet.
Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, it feels like, well, maybe you could just upload the other 20 minutes of this as a bonus
well,
or something
I'll,
like that.
I'll interweave like all fucking 100 takes we had to do while like adjusting the sound and like, oh, like we're missing a chord. Oh, your mic's not on. Oh, wait, maybe we shouldn't have said that. Let's start over. I'm just going to put all of it in.
I feel like I have another 30 in me. We combine that 20 and another 30 and we just
episode,
do a Patreon
part,
episode.
Part
yeah.
two.
Do a bonus.
We had 2 episodes with Matt LeGrande.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Let's let's wrap because my brain is.
Figure it out.
She's faded.
I'm game, but if you want to wrap, that's it. And thank you for having me on.
Well, now you're making me feel guilty.
Wait,
I could
why?
Listen to you talk all
yeah,
fucking
I
night.
I
it's a lot of fun. I'm having
Brizzo.
A good fun. I'm having a good time.
I'm having
I'm not,
a really hard time
so
coming
what
up with
I,
a nickname.
What do I wear
for
to
you?
Jasmine's event?
Oh my God. Are you going to that?
I guess, I mean, are we...
It's like
10
going, minutes
right?
away.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
I was not going to go to it because I thought it was going to be in Echo Park or downtown LA, but it's like...
Okay.
It's just in La Brea.
All right. We got to go.
Well,
we have a party to get
you.
To.
Thank you for...
Wait,
everything's
you're
on La Brea.
You're rolling up with Wait. Us.
Oh yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay, period.
Let's
Goodbye.
Do it.
This has been Doghouse Podcast.
Bye.
We're going to go chain smoke cigarettes at an event for 30 minutes and then go home. Love ya.